Great to see up here as part of the pool party experience, which is Scone Women's Sevens. It never fails to be fantastic here. The weather's a bit warmish and it's late in the year, but still it's great to get the girls together, especially when a few of them, like Olivia and the like, have been playing the AON Sevens as well. And a great way to finish the year. Mudgee, of course, you cleaned up there, taking out the title. And also here at Scone, you know, it's just fantastic to get the ladies together and finish off a big season.
Yeah, mate, it's been, this is our last tournament for the year. We really enjoy it up here. We came for the first time last year and we're definitely keen to come back. We got a really strong program, I guess, numbers-wise, it's developed this year, and we had a good success in the Shoot Shield and a lot of girls playing in the AON, so hopefully we can capital off with a win here this weekend. It would be great.
Great challenge, isn't it? Because there's a sevens pathway and there's a great desire for everybody in the Shoot Shield to be part of the Jack Scott Cup as well. And is it just something after 2 years of Rebelette rugby, we've just got to be patient and wait that 4 or 5 years for the big group of players to come through and then maybe look at 15s and maybe have a sevens team and a 15s side? And that'll be just something, as Rebels fans, we've just got to be patient and wait for that to evolve.
Yeah, I think so. At the moment, we've got really strong interest in the sevens and I'd say moderate to limited in the 15s. So I think as girls sort of get more, rugby knowledge and a little bit sort of more rugby exposure, then they might have a look over the fence. But at the moment, our girls in particular really enjoy the space and the wide sort of style of play sevens allows them. So at the moment, they're sticking with that, but we'll never say never for sure.
It's great to see you getting ladies from outside of Seven Industries coming in. Claire, of course, she's been part of the fabric of the Bathurst Bulldogs and the like, and of course part of the premiership there. Mickey, of course, she's come from the Rats as well. It just means that you and the club have developed a really good culture for women and also seven-a-side rugby.
Yeah, we've sort of got a mantra that we don't ever chase or approach girls. If they come to us, then we'll facilitate that discussion. But we just want to focus on what we do first. And if people from the outside looking in want to be a part of that then they're more than welcome to sort of make sort of contact. But all the girls that sort of travel to us, like the reason, although I guess the reason we do it that way is so that we know that girls are there for the right reasons. They've approached us, they want to develop their footy, and they think we're the channel to do that. So for us, that's a compliment, and we try and repay them with the best sort of coaching and program we can give.
Great news is, of course, you went to Borneo this year, you got to the final, but a mind-boggling experience to be able to take the girls to somewhere so different and exotic. And of course, you must probably be off to Alaska and Borneo again next year.
Yeah, mate, yeah, looking to do the double next year, but this year in Borneo was incredible, great experience for our girls. Some had never left the country, and particularly they'd never left it, for sport. That tournament was massive. There was over 5,000 people watching that final, which was just an experience, even for me as a coach, but obviously for the girls as players, was something that they'll take with them throughout their careers for sure. So we love that event, and hopefully we can go one better in 2020.
Fantastic to see also Olivia White has moved through, not only played really well for Sydney University in the AON Sevens, she's now part of the 15-a-side squad there in the Bill Cook CBW with the Waratahs as well. It's a great credit to what Sevens has been happening at Southern Districts.
Yeah, mate, yeah, and she's obviously got the physical assets and ability to probably make that switch, given sort of how strong and tall, I guess, her physique is. And so she's in the second row there learning, I think, by the week at the moment in at training at Super W level. But, she's really enjoying the challenge.
Because finally, fantastic to see you've got Workforce Law on board as a major sponsor. You know, also, if you want to experience the Rebels experience, just go through the website there, southerndistricts.com.au. It's a great sign for the team and the success of it and the impact of it that Workforce Law jump on board as a major sponsor. Allow you to do these things, I'll go to Borneo and go overseas, but also continue to work around the various sevens tournaments in the Shoot Shield and also into the country. And also Kenny Mack as well, the old president of Southern Districts, you know, the support the club has now for women and women's sevens is just fantastic.
Mate, it is, yeah. Workplace Law have been incredible ever since they came on board at the start of last year, and they were a big reason behind us going to Borneo in the first place. But they're a really involved sponsor. They love doing over and above for us, and they always do that. We're really well supported by the club now too. The guys at Southern Districts are really embracing the women's side, and it sort of breathes a whole, you know, fresh element through the place. So it's everything's going really well at the moment. Touch wood, hope it can continue.
Yeah, well, it's not about touch wood, it's about working really, really hard. There's no such thing as luck. You make your own luck, and certainly the Rebelettes have done a great job in the first 2 years of existence. If you want to be part of the experience, head down to the trainings on Tuesdays and Thursdays, of course, with the boys, sort that out. And also on the way through, head to the website there and become a member at southerndistricts.com.au. And Chris, I want to thank you for your time. Congratulations on your success so far, and we wish you all the best moving forward.
Thanks, mate. Really appreciate the opportunity.